Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Now, Halloween just around the corner, and food safety is probably about as more important than some other things at this time.
And that's right. I know sometimes we don't, maybe not considered an official holiday, but definitely Halloween is one of those things that's often a favorite of both kids and adults as well. And so this morning I'd like to share some tips on enjoying your Halloween activities and keeping them safe and food safe as well, too. So I thought first I'd talk a little bit, just some general reminders about kids who are trick-or-treating. As you're getting ready to head out to do trunk-or-treat activities or going door-to-door, maybe want to consider giving kids maybe a light meal or snack before they head out. That can definitely give them some fuel while they're out enjoying the fun and also kind of help tide them over so that they're feeling a little bit full and not filled completely up on candy, and also before maybe having their treats and things looked over by an adult after they've been out trick-or-treating. And as a reminder, make sure to remind kids not to eat anything that isn't commercially wrapped, and have them wait until they've had until they get home until they've had things looked over. When you're looking through those commercially wrapped treats, make sure you're looking for anything that looks unusual in appearance or any discoloration. Maybe tiny pinholes or any tears in the wrappers. Those will help you know that those are some things, signs or things that you might want to throw those things away as they might look a little suspicious. Additionally, kind of thinking food safety as well, if you have a child that has a food allergy, make sure that you're checking those labels to ensure that the allergen isn't present, and also make sure not to let kiddos eat any home-baked goods that they may have received if you don't know for certain exactly what ingredients may be present in those items, because sometimes ingredients may be hidden and it might be, lead to someone getting ill or having a reaction. Also, if you have young ones, make sure to remove any types of choking hazards like gum or peanuts or hard candies or small toys, things that they can maybe choke on. And then so thinking some additional food safety tips if you're planning to host a Halloween party, remember to keep any perishable food items chilled until you're ready to serve them. These are things like meat trays, cheese trays, pasta dishes, or finger sandwiches. We'll make sure that those are kept cold. And because we don't want to keep our perishable items out at room temperature for longer than 2 hours, you might want to make sure to arrange things on smaller platters that you can refrigerate and then rotate in and out within that two-hour time frame. Or another idea is to maybe use some party tray lids as coolers by filling them up with ice and setting them on top of the trays on top of that ice. Also, just as a reminder, beware of unpasteurized juice or cider, as it can contain some harmful bacteria, maybe such as E. coli or salmonella, so make sure that you're reading the labels and making sure to serve pasteurized products at parties. And then the final tip, just as a reminder, no matter how tempting it may be, I encourage you to avoid eating raw cookie dough or cake batter, as because they have uncooked eggs or unbaked flour, and those have the potential to lead to making individuals sick through foodborne illness, and so you make sure to make sure that those batters are fully cooked before you do any taste testing. So I definitely hope you enjoy your Halloween holiday and activities this year. It's hard to believe it's fallen just around the corner. As always, if you have any additional questions, you're always welcome to contact myself in our Garnett office at 785-448-6826 or visit our district's website at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu.
Want to make sure everybody's having a safe Halloween. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith Dean, Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.